Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
720 WGN, it's time for Breakfast with a Blackhawk, indeed sponsored by MB Financial Bank. On the line with us, breakfast this morning, Brandon Saad. Good old number 20 joining us. It's awesome to have you here, and it's awesome because the dad's trip starts. This is an annual tradition for the Blackhawks. This is a big tradition for you guys to bring your parents, your dads along, going out Philly and Carolina. Brandon, you excited about the trip?
Yeah. This is one we all have marked on our calendar. I think it's great always to give back to the dads and or the mom's trips too, but to have them come along, it's always fun to kind of interact and see how they are throughout the weekend and have some activities planned. So it's always a blast to be a part of.
Yeah, it's been a really cool tradition. The Blackhawks have been doing this for several years, and it's become a real mainstay of the season. Brandon, I'm wondering what the mood was before last night's game in the dressing room when you guys are getting ready to go out and play for a new coach for the first time.
Oh, it's different for sure. You know, it's a lot of us guys only knew Q here as a Blackhawk, and even the young guys coming up, it's kind of the only thing they knew. So it was definitely different, but at the same time, you can see when we buy into the systems and buy into that belief that we're going to have success towards the end of the game. So it was definitely a slow start, and that's not something we want in our home building. That's somewhere where we want to be a force to be reckoned with playing at home. But you could say whatever reason. I'm not sure the exact reason, but it was a different feeling for sure.
Things have picked up for you a little bit lately. First, you got moved to Kane's line, and wherever you're playing lately, I think it's you got 4 goals last 8 games, had an assist last night. How does it feel for you? Any difference lately in your game?
I think just not overthinking it. You know, there's times where things aren't going well and you just tend to overthink and it slows you down. So for me, it's just getting back to having fun, playing with speed, playing with pace and getting around the net because that's where I have success. So it's just not overthinking it and hesitating out there and just playing hockey, having fun, and things seem to be happening for me, but at the same time, we want to have that team success as well.
One of the things that your new coach Jeremy Colliton was telling us on the air yesterday morning is he really wants to play aggressively when you don't have the puck. He really wants the forwards to be aggressive, and he says when you play that way, it's fun. It puts a lot of pressure on you guys, but it's fun. Do you sense that that's how it's going to be?
Yeah, that has tended to be his message, where when we lose the puck, when we play aggressive and play with that edge sort of trying to get the puck back, it's going to lead to more puck possession and more ozone time. So for us as forwards or defensemen, whether it's tracking back or having our D having good gap, that's what we want to do. When we lose it, it's about getting it back as quick as possible and playing north in the other team's end, because when they don't have the puck, they can't have success against us.
So, Brandon, you and I have something in common this week. I had a tooth pulled on Tuesday, and I know you spent some time in the dentist chair. How is your mouth healing?
Yeah, it's feeling better. You know, it's part of the game. It's happened before to me, actually. So it's feeling much better than it was a couple of days ago. That's one thing about the mouth. It heals fairly quickly. So really it's just taking it day by day. And like I said, it's part of it, but what are you going
to
do?
I, of course, needed my tooth pulled, not because I had a puck to the face, just for anybody listening that might be confused.
Clarifying. Yeah, that's good. All right, so let's go to today's question with Breakfast with the Blackhawks. It's from Julie Kozupski from Chicago, who asks, Brandon, if the United Center was short on employees, would you rather dress up as Tommy Hawk or drive the Zamboni to help out?
I'd probably rather drive a Zamboni.
Yeah, that seems pretty cool, dude.
You have to show your math.
Yeah, I think I'd be more successful with that. I don't know if I could be out there prancing around and getting everyone going, but I think Zamboni would be fun to be on the ice.
That Tommy Hawk covers a lot of ground. Yeah, you hear him in one corner doing banging the drum, and next thing you know, he's on the other side and, you know, pouring popcorn on someone.
I think there's more than one.
Do you think there's more than one?
That's my own personal suspicion.
Brennan, good luck with the dad's trip, and we're rooting. We want to see this team have a long and sustained winning streak here. So, Brennan Saad joining us for Breakfast with the Blackhawk. Great to have you, and go Hawks.
Yeah, sounds good, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Brandon.
There you go. And congratulations to Julia. You win an autographed Chicago Blackhawks hockey puck, courtesy of MB Financial Bank. MB means business. Go to WGNradio.com/contest to submit your question for a chance to win.
That question was my favorite question ever. Yeah.
That was a great question. And by the way, the Blackhawks get their first look at Gritty tomorrow.
Oh,
the Philadelphia Flyers,
right.
Somewhat controversial new mascot.
Yeah. They've been ripping
on
it.
I heard Nick DiGilio talking about that.
Yeah, he was saying they should have a face-off between Gritty and Tommy Hawk.
He's getting taken on the chin when it comes to the late-night talk shows.
People think he's scary. Yeah. Just a mascot. Well,
Did anyone notice how tough I am? Because I got my tooth out and I played the next day here at WGN Radio, and Brandon got his teeth all knocked out, and he played the next day.
Yeah. But he wore a shield. You didn't.
I didn't wear a shield. You're right. Look at me.
You're even tougher.
I'm tougher than a hockey player.
You're tough.
I am.
There you go.